But anyway, man, we also have Lance Salyers here today, and Lance is a former prosecutor with the Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office. Recently fired, as you may know, if you've seen some of the news stories about his termination. We'll get into that in a little minute, more about him. But Lance, welcome for being with Legal Talk today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's give you an opportunity just to talk a little bit about yourself, where you come from, where you went to school, how you ended up in Dayton.
Well, I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and went to college out in Oklahoma. That's where I met my wife. Went to law school out in Virginia at Washington and Lee University. It's a school that basically feeds big corporate law firms. Prosecutors don't come out of there often. But that's what I went to law school to do, was to be a prosecutor. From my, growing up, experiencing firsthand issues of drug abuse and domestic violence and other such things, that's what my passion was to be a prosecutor. So I applied to several cities that I thought would give me the opportunity to be able to fight crime, on a sufficient scale, urban crime, and Dayton, of course, fit the bill, and I was fortunate enough, Mr. Heck gave me an opportunity to come out here, so that's what I did. I came out here to prosecute crime at the financial expense of what I could have been doing, having come from Washington and Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. Prosecutors, as it's well known, are not the most highly paid unless you're way up in the office or even the prosecutor himself. So tell us what your day-to-day duties were when you were working there.
I had been there almost 5 years, and for the last 2.5, I had been what they call a felony docket prosecutor. Actually, for the last year, I was a senior docket attorney. What that means is my responsibilities included prosecuting felony cases, and we can talk a little bit about what that means. But that means I took a case from when it was the charges were approved with the local law enforcement agencies. I then reviewed it and would oversee its going through the grand jury, through the indictment process. On particular cases, I would do that myself, present them to the grand jury. Once they were indicted, then I would prosecute those cases through the common pleas court system. If that meant a plea, that's what it meant. If it meant a trial, well, that's what I did too.
Okay. I want to talk a lot more about the intake of a case, how it gets accepted by the prosecutor's office for prosecution, and a lot of other issues after our break, but I wanted to take a call. We just lost her. Melissa, if you're on the line, give us a call back. You're calling about a custody matter. We'll take anybody's calls on any subject, even though we're here talking today about wrongful termination, potentially, involving Lance Salyers, and we're also going to talk about the prosecutor's office as well. Give us a call on any subject. If you have a bankruptcy issue, keep in mind that new bill goes into effect this fall, in September. So you want to get your bankruptcy filed now. If you have any questions about that, give us a call. If you have custody issues like the last caller,
good time to call on criminal too.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, we'll tell you if you got a case or not, or whether it would be accepted. But
right, if you're a detective and you want to present a case, call up. We'll tell you what we think.
I think we got them outnumbered today, which is rare. But Lance, the intake of a case, a detective basically comes to what? One prosecutor?
The way they do it here in Montgomery County, and I will say this, that the system that Mr. Heck has set up, I think, is a very good one. Various prosecutors are assigned filings days, as we call them, and so if today was my filing day on a Sunday, detectives from all over the county, whether it's Sheriff's Office, Dayton, Kettering, wherever, would bring a case in and would ask for what we call filing or charges. They would present what they had so far in terms of evidence, and it would be that prosecutor's duty and decision to decide, is there enough case or what we call probable cause to justify going ahead and getting the charge process going, and sometimes issuing an arrest warrant, or if the person has already been arrested and is in jail, going ahead and approving those charges so that they can then continue to be held in jail until they can have a preliminary hearing.
Did I hear you correctly saying that the standard that you use is probable cause at that point?
That's the legal standard for approving charges, for filing a complaint, or even for an indicted case, is probable cause. The Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office has a higher standard because they want to, the rationale being that we want to make, you know, very sure that we're approving good cases. And so there's a standard that's just a little bit higher than that, known as, you know, reasonable expectation of conviction. So, you know, there's a difference between saying, well, we've got probable cause here, and looking down the road and saying, well, even if we have it, this case probably doesn't have enough there to be able to convince a jury. And so,
is that because Matt Heck wants his stats to be good with the state?
I don't know. I didn't write the policy, and I never talked to anybody who did, and I don't know.
Okay, so that would be just conjecture on my part. But
let me just ask this. Do they keep stats?
There are internal... Yeah, I mean, but and I don't... I was one of the people in the office that was always telling other attorneys that's not a bad thing, and that doesn't... you know, if you get a hit, for instance, if a case isn't successfully prosecuted, that's not a reflection of you. It's a record-keeping mechanism for another purpose that I think is a valid one.
So, I mean, you have to have job performance in all businesses,
that is,
right?
And that's, you know, part of what you're evaluated by and probably, you know, what should be evaluated by.
I think Montgomery County has consistently had the highest successful prosecution rate around the state from the numbers that I've seen. And I think that's a testament not only to certain things in the prosecutor's office, but also the judges as far as the way things are handled in the courts. We'll be back. We got more with Lance Salyers from the Montgomery County Prosecutors and your phone calls on Legal Talk, 1290 WHIO.
Legal Talk with Tony Cicero and Tom Cullen will continue on News Talk 1290 WHIO.